The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Live from the smartwaytobuy.com studios.
Good morning. Welcome to your Friday morning briefing. Here's what you need to know to start your day with your host, former Saturday Night Live superstar Joe Piscopo, produced by Frank Morano, with news guy Al Gattulo, and traffic with Debbie Duhaime. This is the Joe Piscopo Show on AM 970. The Answer.
You have the cool, clear eyes of a seeker of wisdom and truth. Yet there's that upturned chin and the grin of impetuous youth. I believe in you. I believe in you.
I believe in you, baby. Joe Piscopo on the radio. Great to have you with us on AM 970, The Answer, the flagship station. 50,000 watts screaming out of New York, New York, around the country, around the world, online at am970theanswer.com. Everybody listening all around, we so appreciate it. Texas, I hear you. I see you, and thank you. I appreciate it very, very much. You always listen in Florida. I know we have our good audience in Florida down there, but we are New York, New York. And, you know, we got a lot to get into today. We're going to talk about the president and his, you know, hosting the G7 summit. We're going to talk about what's going on with Turkey and with Syria. There's a lot to talk about the big Dallas rally with the president last night. Huge. Mike Gallagher will also break it down at 10:05 right here on the radio station. But we wanted to just clear the airwaves to a man, long story short, that you know, at 6 minutes after 9 o'clock on October 18th, on this Friday, when I first came into the station, and the station, the morning person who we know and love left, and there was no morning man. So I met Mr. Crowley, Jerry Crowley, with credit to my friend Doc Rock Positano. Rock brought me over to the station here and said, you got to meet the boss. And we talked, I tell you, in a matter of an hour, I said to Jerry, you know, I have a degree in this. I love radio. I went on the air with Frankie Five Burrows, and Jerry said, well, let's just try it. We'll go on, and we're into our sixth year, and the rest is history. And we feel, and before I bring Jerry to the airwaves, we feel Jerry Crowley's the man. He worked with some legendary talent, legendary stations in the city, but he brought this whole mindset of he reinvented AM radio in New York, and now it's permeating through the country. And I think, and I know Al and Frank and Debbie feel that as well, the only man that could have done that, and of course Phil Boyce, with credit to Mr. Boyce by his side, but Jerry Crowley's the only guy that could do that turnaround, making radio, and I'm proud to be part of this journey. So, boss, I hope I'm not kissing up
well,
too much.
Well, you are, and it's welcome. You're really sucking up this morning. But if I was going to Italy for 2 weeks, and if I was taking Morano, and I was taking Volpe, and I was taking Debbie Duhaime, et cetera, et cetera, I'd be sucking up too, because the guy sitting here next week is me and Gattulo. There's no one else. You're
right.
All gone. So
it's
well done by
great.
You. Well played,
it's
Joe.
Great.
Well
it's
played.
Gonna be great.
We will be a great week. I can't wait. I can't
wait.
I want your daily updates on the radio. Can't wait.
You know what? And you know what you said? And Margot Katsimatidis had said it. We were at dinner with John and Margot. John Katsimatidis, our dear friends, and she said, I'm so glad you were at the table when she said it, and thanks, Margo. She goes, Joe, the best thing you did last week when I was on the other trip, I said, what was that, Margo? She goes, you called in every morning because you felt the responsibility to your listeners to call in every morning. And I yelled across the table, Jerry, did you hear that? Did you hear that?
Well, so, you know, it's true. You're the, you know, to be serious, you're the only one of your ilk that I know, and I know most of them. Many worked for me that would do that. That would interrupt their vacation wine, women, and song to take time out to call. So we want to thank
wine winners. I'm doing speeches.
So look, I have something I want to read.
Yes, sir.
Read to you.
Yes, sir.
Last week was a busy week for you in the station. Columbus Day week is like Christmas for you. I know that. And we ended up that period at Mass. at St. Patrick's Cathedral, you and myself and Frank Volpe and the Connors. And we did this at the bequest of Mike Connors and his wife, Beth. And she comes with what else you could call it, is a prayer for you to thank you. So in Mass, while we're praying to God, we also have to pray to you. I think that's appropriate. And I want to read what she wrote. Dear Mr. Piscopo, this is from Beth Connors, okay? Lady.
Okay.
Dear Mr. Piscopo, Columbus Day just passed while you entertained and inspired across the nation and generations. You have wisely invested God's gifts and walk in His grace. You, like my husband, begin each day tackling whatever comes your way and thanking God for being alive. You know the meaning of duty and love. This takes courage. That's from, it goes on and on, but that's from Beth Connors.
Wow.
And
wow.
I thought that was pretty special.
Especially
at
boss.
Mass.
Jerry, thanks for reading that, because it was so great. We went in, and this was just the Legatus group, which is a group of dedicated Catholics, so always proud to be there, honored to be there. And did you see, Jerry, they put me at the head of the table. You should have been at the head of
the table. I should have been, but I'm not going to Italy either, so I understand that.
We can talk about that next week when you're in. Food, we're going to do a food, wine, and golf segment.
Italy.
Can we do that? All right, good.
Right,
I like
that.
Right. So then they put me at the head of the table, and I'm going like, wow, man. And then Father Paul, who is this Capuchin friar and a doctor and a surgeon who helps out people in the most dire of areas in Beirut, in Lebanon, in Syria. He goes there and he helps out Christians there because they can't get help because they're Christians. So we went in and he painted the most beautiful picture of Padre Pio, someone who I admire immensely. And that picture is so gorgeous. But Beth was the first. She gave me a gift. We were at St. Pat's and we went to the special mass beneath St. Pat's and it was very, very moving. And she said, I got something, and it was wrapped, and she bought those albums, and on the albums was that letter. So thank you. Because I couldn't find the letter, and I see now that you have a hold of it, and I'd like to frame that because that is one of the
I'm
nicest
gonna send
things.
It to you. Absolutely. Very special. The whole day was special. Now, before I go, a thought occurred to me. I saw Rabbi Potasnik last night at the Governor Smith dinner. And we started talking about sukkah.
Excuse me, boss. Yeah. You went
were
to the
busy.
Government.
You were
Frank,
busy.
Frank, did you get your invitation to the government?
Lost in the mail. Lost in
Who
the
knows
mail.
More about New York politics than anybody else? Oh, yeah, Frank Marone. Did you get that invitation?
Hey, it's okay.
Nothing personal. It's okay. Nothing personal. Yeah.
And so Rabbi is a fan of the radio station. He's a great guy.
Oh.
And I thought how ecumenical we are. You're going to Italy. I guess you know you're going with an Italian guy, Perillo. So we covered the Italian world. Connors, I just read the note from Beth. Of course, Casimatidis has his fingerprints all over everything we do, the Greek god, and
he's
we have Potasnik. So we've covered everybody, and it's a great radio station. All right, here's my commercial pitch to pay for
the call
my
screener is Muslim.
Okay, that's great, yeah?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Let's cover everybody.
That's terrific.
Exactly.
All right. Tonight, your favorite person, Joe, I know you're very close to Kevin McCullough, he's hosting an event with Chef David Burke at Ventanas, VENTANAS, at themodern.com. Tickets are fairly priced. It's a pairing of wine and food. I have a special offer to put in here that no one knows about because I can do that because I'm the living legend. You know, when you're a living legend, you can do that kind of stuff.
Yeah, there you go.
So
there you go.
Anybody listening to this that hasn't bought a ticket yet can go to Ventanas at themodern.com. And when you go and you see Miss Joyce, she's our favorite salesperson. When you see Miss Joyce, she will buy you a drink on the house.
Whoa!
Or maybe two. That's a special offer. Never made before.
No.
I take no responsibility if you over.
That's a pretty good deal.
Yeah. Don't you think so?
Absolutely.
Frank is not eligible.
I'm going to change my plan.
So just ask for Miss Joyce. It's tonight, McCullough, and the greatest chef in New York, in my view. There
Chef
are great
Burke.
Chefs with good food, but he does a presentation you literally don't find anywhere else.
He's
David
fun.
Burke, that's tonight.
He is great. Boss, we thank you. Thanks for your kind
God
words.
God bless you and have
Jerry,
a terrific
Jerry,
trip.
Thanks. You know what, buddy? Thank you. Buddy, I call you buddy.
Listen, if you don't come back, you may not be calling me buddy because it's going to be all Irish radio.
You're gonna change
it. Where it goes, buddy.
It bothers you. You can bring Peter King in. Congressman King is great on the air.
McCullough Gallagher. Yeah, that's it. That's all we need.
There you go. The Irish. Jerry,
bring O'Reilly
for
back for a show.
Yeah. Hey, love you, and have a great trip.
Love you back. Okay. Thank you, Jerry. Thanks for putting us all together, man. There it is, Jerry Crowley.
Bye-bye.
So great. You know, Mr. Crowley puts together. See, I'm a broadcast aficionado, as you know. You know, I'm a radio guy, and I just hooked on it. Don't forget, when I was in college, I told you, and I started with radio, and Pop said, you got to stay in college. I said, all right. So I started studying radio and television, always loving media, always understanding it. It started to explode at the time, you know, as I got out of high school, you know, and going into the 70s. And then I remember listening to religiously Dan Ingram, the late, great Dan Ingram. To me, maybe the greatest personality of all time, with due respect to Arthur Godfrey. See the homework I've done? Arthur, Ted Brown, Clavin and Finch, William B. Williams. How about that? The great John Gambling, his father, and John himself, right? So I was, but Dan was the guy, man, for me. And I would listen religiously. He was talking to me. Dan Ingram, man. He was on the WABC and then on CBS 101.1. Yeah. So he was the guy. So now, as I come into New York and now I'm on the radio, I'm loving this and living this. But Jerry worked with Bob Grant. He worked with Bob Grant. And then they have Phil Boyce. We have Phil Boyce at the station. So, yes, I am in my glory. But the point of the matter is I take this very seriously. And we have fun and we love you because you're part of the family. And we love having fun. But we also understand the responsibility of these airwaves. The platform is formidable. And I will tell you, we just feel we're growing and we ain't stopping. And as Mr. Sinatra always said, and as Mr. Sinatra put on his very gravestone, he had put there, the best is yet to come, baby. And that is so, so true. So we're all set. You know, we're going to go to Chris Mackey when we come back, too, and talk about actual things that are happening in the economy.
That? Jerry and I have the whole thing laid out. It's going to be we're going to do food on Monday. We're going to do a wine on Tuesday, and then a golf segment at least twice a week. Now, I'm not a big fan of golf, but I'll catch up real quick.
What? Maybe you should go to an Irish bar. It's a good Irish pub.
Oh, fantastic. Wow. Guinness in the morning? Boy, I'll tell you.
Trinity Place, my local watering hole, that's an Irish bar.
Yeah,
everyone,
but they're not open
there
this early. That's the problem.
You could go in. Yeah, it's so true. If we leave, Frankie, you and I leave, and Al will be the only Italian. You got to represent well, Al. You got to represent.
I'm
going to
try.
Well,
now, listen, again, Frank, you're not eligible for that drink offer tonight at Ventanas. I'm sorry, but you have to
pay for I hear, by the way, that this is a spectacular venue. I hear Ventanas. I got to go there. We got to go there.
Yeah, didn't Chef Burke say, like, there's a certain segment of it overlooks the Hudson? It's right by the George Washington Bridge.
I may pop over tonight. We'll see.
Very cool.
That'll be a lot of fun. Yeah. See, why am I stressing over packing? Are you not worried about packing? Is it me? Maybe it's just me. I mean, I'm going to.
I think
the guy.
You should switch to decaf.
I'm the guy that takes like everything, and then I get that heavy label on the bag. So if that
your shoulder isn't bothering you enough.
Yeah. Right? Let me carry around this. Let me just tear my rotator cuff a little bit.
But did you hear
more.
What Steve Perullo said last hour? He said it's going to be in the 80s all week. Dress down a little bit. Look, you got to perform what? One night you're having this big performance. What is this, Monday?
Yeah.
That you're doing the thing?
Yeah.
So bring one suit and then bring just, you know, like khakis and you know, collared shirt, you know, short sleeve shirts. Whatever. I know you're not going to wear shorts.
All right.
I get it. You're not going to wear. I loved when Steve said, you're going to wear jeans. Jeans. I mean,
I could wear jeans, but I'll wear more. I think I know what I got. And I got those shoes downstairs at the store that we won't plug because they don't advertise.
Right.
But the best shoe, the Joseph Aboud, I'll plug Joseph Aboud. He made these. I'm bringing my Aboud shoes that I hiked all through a Greek with. Are you gonna? So I'll wear those with shorts with ankle socks, Al. How'll that look? That'll be great.
What? Sex.
Come on. Oh, you dare me?
You look hot.
Al, you dare me?
Come on. Sure, why not? I ain't going to be there. Don't worry.
I'll be in shorts and ankle socks.
Frank, now, just remember, if there is a gym in the hotel, make sure you look around in case Frank is hiding in a corner somewhere watching you work out. That's creepy. Right.
I don't mind. Hey, it's 18 after 9 o'clock. Joey on the radio with Frank and Al and Debbie, and Debbie's going with us and everything. Debbie,
are you going to wear shorts, ankle socks, and sandals? Don't do that.
Sandals.
You're not going to wear sandals with that, are you?
He's going to have his Birkenstocks.
You made me almost.
You should buy a pair of Crocs and wear them.
Because when you wear
shoes, you want them to be plastic. Yeah, I got that.
I have a pair of Crocs. They're very comfortable.
I cannot see Joe in Crocs. No, that just doesn't go with your suit. Hi, Deb.
And you'll say, Debbie, you go, I don't know this man. I have no idea who this guy is.
With him? No, I do not know him at all.
I don't know. I should do something just for a laugh. Shoes, black socks, and dress shoes.
Dress shoes with some like casual shorts and a t-shirt. Wear dress shoes.
Don't worry.
Buy some nice so Italian nice. Shoes there, and yeah, then walk around them with some like regular shorts.
Oh man, no! I think I'll be all right. I'm gonna be casual, but I'm glad that it's gonna be warm. My goodness gracious!
I know.
You know me. Never hot enough for me, right?
I know. You love it. You love it.
Oh. Hey, Chris Mackey will join us momentarily. Let's go jump to Debbie at 9:19 on this Friday. She has traffic for you all day, all night. Always, it's all Debbie Duhaime all the time on AM 970. The Answer. Thanks, Debbie.
Thanks, Joe. I'll get you around the traffic here in the southern state, eastbound at Eagle Avenue. Watch out for that unauthorized truck. It hit the overpass, hit a car as well. So it looks like the right shoulder blocked. LIE westbound at Deer Park Avenue, a collision there to deal with as well. We're still seeing delays this morning on the Grand Central Parkway West, right at the BQE with a crash. And over on the westbound BQE, a lot of volume down by the Williamsburg Bridge. Eastbound BQE still slowing down up by Cabman Plaza. The inbound side of the GWB looks fine. Lincoln 10. Holland about 10 minutes into town. Traffic is still moving solely on the New Jersey Turnpike. The car lanes north at 14 with an accident being cleared. Also, the southbound New Jersey Turnpike, Eastern Spur at 15E, getting reports of a collision there. Let's go up to 9D in Wappingers Falls. Watch out for a crash. That's taking one lane as well. If you're heading to the 2 and 3 trains, it looks like you're still seeing delays with police department activity. Partly cloudy, high of 58. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhaime with Joe Piscopo. Piscopo, AM 970, The Answer.
Hugh Hewitt is always ready to set the Democrats straight.
Do you think religious institutions, should they lose their tax-exempt status if they oppose same-sex marriage?
Yes.
Beto is dumb as a rock. He doesn't understand that the tax-exempt status is not a gift or a benefit. It is a result of the constitutional order that separates church from state.
The Hugh Hewitt Show. Weekday mornings at 3, right before Joe Piscopo at 6 on AM 970. The Answer. In an era where it's tough to know which news outlet to trust, at a time where it's difficult to find facts, not just opinion, there is an oasis in the news desert. It's the Katz Roundtable. John Katzimatidis, the personification of the American dream, who built a multi-billion-dollar business empire, talks with some of the nation's top newsmakers every Sunday morning at 8:30 a.m. You won't just hear partisan spin. You'll hear directly from the newsmakers who are shaping the news cycle in the city, the country, and the world. On the Katz Roundtable, you won't just hear about politics. You'll hear about science, business, education, animal rights, and any other topics that you're interested in. Catch the Katz Roundtable. Every Sunday morning, starting at 8:30, right after Marano in the Morning on AM 970, The Answer.
Do you want to send your child to a Christian school but are overwhelmed by the cost? Then AM 970 The Answer's discount tuition program may be right for you. The discount tuition program is a way for parents to send their children to a quality Christian school at half the cost of the annual tuition. We've partnered up with some of the leading schools in the New York, New Jersey metro area to help parents to reduce the costs and still have their children receive a quality, faith-based education. Here are just a few of the participating schools. Long Island Lutheran Middle and High School, Timothy Christian School, Upper Room Christian School, Christ Our Foundation Learning Center. You can see the full list of participating schools at am970theanswer.com. AM 970 The Answer is also offering each school the opportunity to promote their school with a full radio advertising campaign. For more information on how you can send your children to a Christian school at half the cost of the annual tuition or how you can get your school enrolled in the program, go to am970theanswer.com or call 212-857-9630. That's 212-857-9630.
Hey, Joe Piscopo on the radio. Chris Mackey standing by. I have to tell you about Jody Police. She is the founder and CEO of JRT Realty Group. Now, that is the nation's largest certified woman-owned full-service commercial real estate services firm. I love this, you know, especially I always tell you this because I'm the father of three beautiful daughters. Jody was born and raised in New York.
Jody Police knows the unique challenges facing companies looking to expand their footprint today, you know, and what it takes to get your foot in the door of the age-old boys club, right? If you're a woman or you are a minority, Jody is set to receive, by the way, the Real Estate Board of New York's Lifetime Achievement Award. This is huge. In January, she'll get that. JRT Realty Group. They will take care of you. Your business, you're looking for someplace to go in New York. Jody, she was on the show. Remember, she was on the show last week. She told us every part of New York. She knew every single part business-wise in New York. From even if you want, I love that she knew production studios, where they're building new production studios, purchasing a building, all across the five boroughs. You got to please get in touch with JRT Realty Group. 212-445-1200. 212-445-1200. Or contact JRT Realty Group and Jody Police at jrtrealty.com.
It's the Friday Funnies on the Joe Piscopo Show on AM 970, The Answer.
I went to Belgium. I was excited about that because I'm an action movie fanatic. And I know that's where Jean-Claude Van Damme is from. And ironically enough, I watched that movie on the plane ride over Expendables 2. He plays the bad guy in the movie. He has a fight scene with Sylvester Stallone at the end of the movie. I thought Stallone and Schwarzenegger was hard to understand. Here's a moment just before the fight. Van Damme says to Stallone, "Don't try to challenge me." It took me 45 minutes to figure out trying to say challenge. "Don't try to challenge me." I said, "What does a challenge sound like?" A gay black male hairdresser. "Oh my God, girl, your hair is nice. Who did your hair? Challenge."
Expect more laughs on the Joe Piscopo Show.
Portions of this show sponsored by Route 22 Nissan.
Oh yeah, little Jimmy right now. Come on now. You're stuck in traffic. Debbie will get you through. But nobody sings about it better with this original composition by the late, great Mr. Jimi Hendrix with Piscopo. Oh, yeah. Come on. Jimi Hendrix and Mitch Mitchell on drums, Noel Redding on bass. My goodness gracious! And I appreciate a big shout out to our dear friend Swag Dad. That was his handle on Twitter. Great guy, and he's a fan of the show. And he tweeted out a picture of Buddy Rich saying, "Because Maria Bartiromo took a picture of me on the drums last Saturday night at the Columbus Citizens Foundation, and she tweeted it out with the nicest, glowing comments, and I was so humbled by that, you know, because that's what I do. I'm a blue collar entertainer, man. I go on stage, I sweat on stage, you know. I ain't got no, you know, trailer, nothing like that. It's what I do, you know. And it was nice to see the great Maria Bartiromo kind enough to tweet out that nice note, and so I thanked her back. So my buddy, a Swag Dad, sent out a picture of Buddy Rich. Hey, like Buddy Rich, they're my hero. Buddy was my hero, man. But then Gene Krupa was the guy that I first heard when I told you about listening to my parents' records in the Benny Goodman group. Gene Krupa, he got that whole rhythm. He would just go with that like nothing else. Then Buddy took it to the next level. But as a kid growing up in Essex County, New Jersey, man, oh man, I would listen to Mitchell. That guy, he was like a jazz drummer. He would hold his sticks like a jazz drummer, you know? So that's why it is always with respect that we put Jimi Hendrix on. I'll tell you, those cats can play, man. And a shout-out to Mitch Mitchell as well with Buddy Rich and Gene Krupa. Hey, Joe on the radio, 928 right now. Chris Mackey, founder of Solutionomics, an independent, nonpartisan platform dedicated to developing solutions for creating a more dynamic American economy through a renewed focus on U.S. global trade, corporate taxes, financial systems. Chris, welcome back to the show, man. How you doing this morning?
I'm doing great. It's great to be with you.
Well, we always appreciate it. So tell us where we are. We've been talking about everything this morning. My gosh, the news cycle is off the charts. But what can you tell us about this trade truce with China, sir?
Yeah, here's what I can tell you. Truce is the right word. It's not an agreement. You might even call it an understanding. So here's what we've got. We've got a cycle of trade hype. You know, there's supposedly a deal. Everybody hypes it up. Then you've got hope. Markets get very hopeful. They rally. Then reality sets in, and you have investor disappointment. So It's hype, it's hope, and then it's heartbreak. The problem is that China and the U.S. are talking past each other. China is looking for a short-term, they want to alleviate the short-term pain for their economy. We're looking at making long-term fundamental changes to the trading relationship. Those two are incongruent. Now, the reason why I think we're going to get what I call a photo op truce is because we've also got a 2020 presidential election coming up, which means that we have an incentive or to get some ag purchases, things like that. So they'll make a temporary truce. But the problem is that leaves a lot of uncertainty on the table. And that is what's causing partially businesses to be more subdued in their spending. It's also the slowing global growth, but that's the state of where we're at.
Yeah. And now we've gone through some of the solutions you lay out in your book, Solutionomics. Give us one or two of your solutions, Chris, if you would, that you've proposed on the issue of trade overall.
Certainly. Well, you know, as you know, in the book, I've got what they call the 12 global trade myths. And the fundamental problem with our trade policies is that they're based on 12 trade myths. One of those myths is that every other country in the world wants free trade. And so what we do is we carry the banner of free trade and we try and promote free trade. And then you have other governments like the Chinese government who puts on these massive tariffs on our goods. We're at a disadvantage. They subsidize their companies. And we still negotiate as if they want free trade. Now, I will commend this administration for talking about that and for saying to people, look, you know, we're getting a raw deal. They're not approaching things the same way. That's one of the first things is to get everybody on this country on the same page to say, look, it's not protectionist to have reciprocal tariffs. If they've got 25% tariffs on our goods, we're going to put 25% tariffs on your goods because that's just reciprocal. So that would be a first start is to say, look, we're going to level the playing field first. Now, one other thing I would do a little bit differently is I would say, look, we're going to do this over the next 3 to 5 years so that companies have the opportunity to adjust their supply chain and it's not as disruptive to the economy.
Interesting. Now, give us a solution or two. Cleaning up Congress, man. How can we do that, Chris? Come on. Well, you got 2 hours? You got 2 hours? Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah. I'm going to need a couple years. So let me just give you a couple highlights. So first of all, we need more transparency and accountability. You can't have accountability if you don't have transparency. So one of the first things is we need to have a better understanding of how our members of Congress are spending their time. So, you know, we've got this great thing called biometrics, which basically means that we can tell where people are coming or going. When members of Congress are on the clock, you know, they should have to check in using biometrics so we know when they're in their office, when they're on the Senate floor, the House floor.
Love it.
So we have a sense how they're spending their time. In addition to that, you know, and there'll be national security exceptions for what I'm going to mention next. But think about this. Only hackers currently have access to the emails of our members of Congress. Now, if they're supposed to be public servants, and they're not supposed to be doing things behind closed doors and in dark, smoke-filled rooms as the way as back in the day, why aren't their emails uploaded, cataloged, and searchable in a database for all Americans so that we can see what they're saying to who? Again, exceptions for national security issues. But the reality is, you know, corporate America does that. So why do the people that we are paying for through our tax dollars and are supposed to be supporting them, why don't we know what they're up to?
God bless you, man. That would be amazing. Accountability. Oh, my gosh. What a concept. It's what they get away with. It's so true, right, Chris? I mean, it's insane. Do you think? But if you propose it, they got to vote on it, and they'll shoot it down, yes?
Well, here's the thing. If I've got management in a company, and I propose, and I'm a board of directors, and I've got good ideas, and they're not doing them, then you get rid of the management. Same thing. This is where your listeners come in. So if the listeners like the solutions, they go to the town halls, they post them on Facebook, they talk to their friends, and they create this groundswell where they say, look, this is what we want. Let me give you a concrete example. So Congress, in their wisdom, decided that they would exempt themselves at some point from insider trading laws. 60 Minutes did a great expose on this. There was such an outcry, they had to reverse that. Now, interestingly, about 18 months later, they reversed it back. But it shows that when the American people are made aware of what's going on and they get engaged, then you can force Congress to actually follow what the American people want. So that's where your listeners are so critical, because they're the ones who can turn the solutions into reality.
Yeah, good point. Chris, always a good conversation, my friend. Solutionomics, you got to check it out. And this is the man, the founder of Solutionomics, Chris Mackey. Chris, always appreciate you jumping on with us, brother. And we'll talk soon, and all the very best. Have a great weekend.
Thank you, and all the best to you.
Thank you. Chris Mackey right there. Head to M-A-C-K-E, founder of Solutionomics. Joe on the radio. It's 9:34. Al standing by, man, as he always does. He's got the headline news just for you right here on AM 970, The Answer.
News, opinion, passion. This is AM 970, The Answer.
52 degrees at 9:35. I'm Al Gattulo with local news first. Don't make me laugh, Frank. Here's what's going on. It's all right.
You'd rather me make you cry or yell?
No, I don't want you to make me cry. NASA's first all-female spacewalk, though, is taking place right now. American astronauts Christina Koch and Jessica Weir are outside the International Space Station to repair a power controller that broke over the weekend. The spacewalk is likely to take around 5.5 hours. Anyone with time to travel and the fortitude to climb a lot of stairs can try the Lighthouse Challenge this weekend. The New Jersey Department of State Division of Travel and Tourism organizes this annual contest that intends on getting interested parties to visit all of the state's maintained lighthouses. There are 10 in all, located in Atlantic City, Barnegat Light, Cape May Point, Hylersville, Pennsville, Sandy Hook, Seagirt, Paulsboro, Tuckerton, and the Highlands. Contestants must pick up a $5 booklet at each stop, and once all 10 are reached, those who do so should notify volunteers at the final site. Those people will then be entered in a drawing for a prize worth $1,000. And archaeologists have found 20 ancient coffins near the Egyptian city of Luxor. Egyptian Antiquities Ministry says the brightly colored coffins were found in a burial ground near the Valley of the Kings, where pharaohs were buried. The ministry says the coffins were buried in two layers and called it one of the largest and most important discoveries in recent years. The coffins are believed to be thousands of years old. More details will be released at a news conference on Saturday. In sports, Yankees just one loss from elimination after an 8-3 setback to the Astros in Game 4 of the ALCS at the Stadium. Game 5 is tonight. Kyle Palmieri's power play goal snapping a 1-1 tie early in the second as the Devils beat the Rangers for their first win on the season in Newark. A pair of power play goals for Matthew Barzal as the Islanders beat the Jets 3-1 in Winnipeg. And Thursday Night Football, it was the Chiefs over the Broncos 30-6. Stuck in traffic, Debbie Duhame's got the answer.
Thanks, Al. The LIE West by the Sagda Coast accident on the shoulder. FDR Drive South, pretty busy down through the 70s. We're still seeing delays on the Cross Island North by the Grand Central. An accident there. Grand Central West right by the BQE. An accident just clear. 2 and 3 trains are back on or close to schedule. 10 minutes in at the Lincoln. 10 at the Holland from the Turnpike. 20 from 1 and 9. If you're going to be taking it over to the New Jersey Turnpike, southbound Eastern Spur right by 15E. It's an accident still being cleared. The earlier problems on 80 East in Parsippany cleared, 18 North at Route 1, an accident right there as well. And we're still seeing some stop-and-go traffic on 9D heading northbound, getting into Wappingers Falls with an accident being cleared. Partly cloudy today with a high going up to 58 degrees. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhame with Joe Piscopo, AM 970, The Answer.
Sponsored by Dell. Dell Small Business Technology Advisors can recommend tailored security solutions like servers, storage, networking. Plus, right now, get 45% off select business computers with Intel Core processors. To speak to a Dell Small Business Technology Advisor today, call 877-BY-DELL. That's 877-BY-DELL.
Joe on the radio telling you about Rhino Shield. Did you call Susan yet? You got to call Susan. I'm telling you, while I'm gone in Italy, do me a favor. Call Susan at Rhino Shield, 877-744-6608. 877-744-6608. You'll get a free estimate on Rhino Shield. It's a ceramic coating you put on your house that makes your house look brand spanking new. Brand spanking new. I'm telling you, and it bonds completely to wood, brick, a stucco, aluminum block, or vinyl. I don't even know what I had out of my house. I think it was aluminum. I'm not sure. No, vinyl. Maybe it was vinyl. I'm not sure. Whatever it was, the Rhino Shield team came out.
boom, it was so quick. It was done so nice. It looks freshly painted every single day. Now, you have a business. That's your calling card. I keep telling you, because a lot of business folks talk to me and say, Joe, what can I do for my business? You know what? You could Rhino Shield your business. So when people go by, they go, whoa, look at that nice building, and that's good for your business and your home. Forget about it. In the neighborhood, you know, I mean, there's people that don't keep up their home, and I know sometimes they can't. This is a cost-effective way, and you'll get a free estimate from Susan to keep your house for 25 years. You won't have to paint it. Think about that. Think about that. Oh, it's been a blessing for me, and I want it to be a blessing for you as well. And the way to do it, please, Susan at Rhino Shield, you give a call for a free estimate, 877-744-6608, or go to rhinoshieldofny.com. Rhino Shield is a proud Gold Shield member. Rhino Shield, it's not paint.
I'm Dr. Bob Arnott, and I treat pain with Cilonpas. Before you take anything for back or joint pain, I recommend applying topical pain relievers first, like Cilonpas lidocaine patch. Cilonpas lidocaine contains the maximum strength lidocaine available without a prescription. It blocks pain receptors, providing effective, long-lasting, and non-addictive relief. Also available in roll-on or cream. Look for the silver Cilonpas box in the pain relief aisle. Cilonpas, it's good medicine.
Hi, it's Mike Gallagher. I'm thrilled to be co-hosting the Stand With Israel tour with my friend Dennis Prager. This tour of the Holy Land will bring us face-to-face with one of our country's most important allies and one of the most fascinating spiritual regions on earth. More than a vacation, this bucket list trip will deepen your faith and expand your mind. I personally want to invite you to join me on this journey. Register today, and I'll see you in Israel.
For more information and to register for this trip, go to am970theanswer.com. That's am970theanswer.com.
Joe on the radio, and a big shout out to the Connors, to Mike Connors certainly, and to Beth. That was what Jerry Crowley wrote, our boss. It was she wrote the nicest letter to me, and that really, really touched my heart, you know, because I speak from my heart. I try to be as organic as I can on the program, and I love you for being there. Never take it for granted, you know, and speak to you like you are the family that you are on the show. So, Beth, thank you. It's just trying to do the right thing, right? We're trying to do the right thing. Now, if I could tell you about Beth's very, very astute attorney husband, Mike Connors, who I have given all my estate business to, and would suggest that you do the same, because this is the one man that understands estates and everything else better than anybody else, because you know planning for the future is important. Are you and your family protected? If you're not around to make the decisions, who will? Are your assets protected from probate and nursing home costs? The time to plan is now. If you need a will, trust, power of attorney, health care proxy, living will, estate plan, attend a Connors and Sullivan free seminar and have all your questions answered by Mike Connors himself. Monday, October 28th, Bocelli Restaurant, Highland Boulevard on Staten Island, 11 a.m., 3 p.m., and 7 p.m. And then again on Tuesday, October 29th, Midtown Manhattan at the 3 West Club, 3 West 51st Street, 11 a.m. and 3 p.m. If you cannot make any of these free seminars, call Connors and Sullivan, please. Lisa and the team and Kelly and Rose and Justin, they're all standing by for you. 718-238-6500. That's your own free office appointment. 718-238-6500. Mike Connors always says it best. The biggest mistake when it comes to estate planning is not planning at all.
I think maybe you got a little too much sugar in your diet. We do things differently around here, Dan. Put the gun away.
Maybe I will and maybe I won't.
Stash the rod, Danny.
You shouldn't grab me, Johnny. My mother grabbed me once. Once.
And now, back to the Joe Piscopo Show on AM 970, The Answer.
Live from the smartwaytobuy.com studios.
Splish splash, I was taking a bath. Long about a Saturday night. Yeah. A rub dub, just relaxing in the tub. Thinking everything was all right.
Man. I stepped out the tub, come on.
On the floor. Woo. I wrapped the towel around me and I opened the door. And in a splish splash, I jumped back in the bath. Well, I was out and know there was a party going on. It was a.
You know, I remember this like yesterday. See, I'm older, thank you. But I remember watching Bobby Darin making an entrance from the back of the television studio. He started to sing the song. The shot was from the stage. He was in the back of the room. And I'm trying to think, was it a hullabaloo or
It was a Dick Clark, whatever it was. I said, how cool is this guy? So yeah, it was interesting. We wanted to just chat with Ron Gardner, who is really embodying Bobby Darin on stage at the Saccone Theater on October 26th. And we asked Ron to come on just to say hi for a second. Because you know what? Bobby, I'm a Frank Sinatra guy, but one of the truly great entertainers of all time is Robert Walden Casotto, Bobby Darin from the Bronx, New York. Hey, Ron, welcome to the show, man. Nice to have you with us. How you doing this morning?
I'm doing great, Joe. Thanks for having me. Much appreciated.
Well, listen, anybody who gets it, how great Bobby Darin really was, and he was the best of the best. Tell us about the show at the Saccone Theater, which is a beautiful theater, by the way, and tell us how you got enamored with this great entertainer, Ron.
Well, you and I actually crossed paths about 11 years ago, and that was when I was just starting off in the business. I met you down in Atlantic City for a pharmacy gig that you were doing. And at that time, I was just kind of trying to break into the business at the tender age of about 60-something. And I was just doing a show with a bunch of different rock and roll songs and so forth. And the good folks over at Mohegan Sun Casino asked me, could you do a whole Bobby Darin show a couple of years ago? And I'll actually be going there for the third time next week as well, just prior to the Saccone show. So I said, yeah, let me give it a try. And we've got 23 songs. I've got a swinging band, which you would love. Cool. You can drop by, as a matter of fact, and sit in. We could do a Sinatra Darin thing. But we got backstage stories and video, and it's going to be a lot of fun. And we use all the original arrangements. So I'm very, very honored to be at this wonderful theater.
Yeah, you know what, Ron? We're in Italy at the time, but I would love to, and thank you for that. But who did the arrangement for Bobby Darin? I should know this. I don't know. Did he use the
Richard
Billy
West? Richard West. Good.
No, I had no idea, man. Because they were swinging. They were swinging. And off comes the makeup. You're gonna do that. You got to do it. Off comes the clown's disguise. Oh, is that not the quintessential ending to a show, man? Come on now.
Yes, it is.
That is a great song. So, and then out of all the songs, how do you do, if I may ask, Ron, and we appreciate you jumping. This is October 26th at the Saccone Theater, correct? October 26th?
Right. Yeah. And the tickets, let's give a ticket shout out. They can buy tickets at tickets.bergen.edu, tickets.bergen.edu, or call the box office at 201-447-7428, if that's easier for some folks to do. So what was the song you were going to ask me about?
Well, when he went and he started doing the folk music, and he switched over. So you do that on stage. You will do some of those tunes on stage, correct?
Yeah, we will. And that was an interesting point that you brought up. He had, in the mid-60s, like so many of the rock and rollers and even the guys doing the swing stuff like he was doing, you know, Frankie Valli himself couldn't get arrested after 65 when the Beatles and the Stones came. So the good thing with Bobby is because he was such a prolific writer that he wound up writing some country songs and folk songs. And so he just, took off the hairpiece and put on a vest instead and became Bob Darin.
And he went out and he did all the, and he was still great. But then did he? And I'm trying to think of what happened in the Kevin Spacey movie, the Bobby Darin movie. Did he finally end up going back to the stage right before he died?
Yeah. So what happened was, and let's not bring up the Spacey movie again because that'll take us another hour. But he was getting complaints. He went back to Vegas and he was getting complaints from the people that had come to hear him do. To hear him do all, the Beyond the Sea and Mack the Knife. And so finally they said, Bobby, we got half a house here. You got to put the toque back on and the tuxedo and give the people what they want because we're not selling tickets. And that's what he wound up doing after at the latter stages of his life, which was really like the late 60s into 73 when he passed away. And the last couple of years were really, really tough for him. He was really suffering in his last. He died on December 20th of 73. And there's a great video showing him doing those songs. But the problem was, is he was running off stage the last year or two, getting oxygen in, while the band was vamping, which you can understand. You know, let's go to the bridge, and he's running off stage getting oxygen.
It was that bad. His heart was that bad. So what was it? Was it now, in today's terms? He probably could have had a stent in today's terms, correct?
100%. 100%.
Oh, my gosh. Hey, Ron, thanks for keeping the legacy alive. I'm telling you, man, he is Bobby Darin. You never met him, correct?
No. I saw him, though, at the Coconut Grove in L.A.
You saw Bobby Darin at the Coconut Grove? That's cool. How great. Oh, so there's your influence right there, man. Hey,
yeah,
Ron Gardner.
I was a kid, so, you know, it was very important to me.
I met somebody, I will let you go. I met somebody at Philadelphia when I was doing Philly last week, and somebody said his family owned Palumbo's outside of Philly, and they
I remember that.
And I said, "You saw Bobby Darin?" He goes, "I saw Bobby Darin." I said, "You saw Bobby?" But he was a kid. But oh, I would have loved to have seen the great Darin. Hey, listen, we'll see Ron Gardner October 26th at the Saccone Theater, and you'll catch all the essence of the great Bobby Darin. Ron, break a leg, my friend. Give Peter LaDone our best, and I appreciate you joining us this morning, man.
Will do, and enjoy Italy, man.
Yeah, baby. Here we go. Thank you. Ron Gardner, October 26th, Saccone Theater. That's a big tribute to one of the greatest entertainers of all time, the late, great Bobby Darin. 37 years young. Whoa, that's too young, you know? Hey, Deb, I'll see you at the airport, girl. Anything you need, let me know.
Oh, right. You know? So you're flying out of Newark then, right? You're flying out of Newark.
I have to look. I think
you don't even know. You might be on Frankie's flight. Frankie's on a
wrong
different
airport.
Flight.
I'll be on a boat.
Joe doesn't even have a flight on yet.
I'm on a boat.
We'll go to domestic check-in instead of international.
Yeah.
All of a sudden, we'll all be looking for Joe on Sunday. Well, where is he?
Are we all staying in the same hotel as well?
Same room, Frank. Same room. I hope you don't mind.
Arthur's making all these arrangements, and so he's asking, you know, if we're in this hotel. I said yes. We're where everybody else is, right?
We're bringing the Crowley couch with us. We're going to be sleeping. Just to make it all one. Debbie, can't wait to see you. I'm so excited. Debbie Duhame, and thanks for staying with us every morning. You do such a spectacular job, better than anybody on the roads. Debbie Duhame, 10 minutes before 10 on AM 970, The Answer.
I'm so lucky to be with you guys. It's fabulous. Let's see what's happening as you head to the 2 and 3 trains. Looks like everything back on or close to schedule, Joe. So earlier problems on the subways cleared. Inbound GWV looks fine. Lincoln, that's 10. Holland, about 10 to 15 in from the Turnpike, but about 25 in from 1 and 9. Now, if you're traveling over to the New Jersey Turnpike, southbound Easternsboro at 15E, it's an accident still out there. Stop and go on the westbound BQE, getting down toward the Williamsburg Bridge, 15 to 20 in at the Queens Midtown Tunnel. And on the Cross Island North, up by the Grand Central, it's an accident. Grand Central Parkway West, out by the BQE, that earlier accident, that was finally cleared out of the way. We're still seeing some pockets of volume this morning on the LIE West, out by the Sagda Coast, with an accident on the shoulder. Northern State West at 106.7, it's a crash on the ramp. And 90 northbound, getting up through Wappingers Falls, getting up past Red Schoolhouse Road, a collision there. Again, alternate side parking in effect. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhame with Joe Piscopo, AM 970, The Answer.
Chances are your home financing questions won't end when this show does. So the next time you have a question about home loans, ask the lending experts at Citizens Bank. They can help you every step of the way during the home buying process, starting with getting a pre-approval before you start shopping for a new home. Call 212-857-6668, 212-857-6668, and ask a Citizen. Mortgages are offered and originated by Citizens Bank N.A., NMLS number 433960, Equal Housing Lender.
Buy one, get one free offer today for MyPillows at MyPillow.com or call 800-651-0798. Order now. Use promo code AM970.
I'm Valerie Smaldone. I have a show that gives you a break from politics because it's something completely different. A show about theater and food, nightlife, and the city. It's called Bagels and Broadway, and it airs every Saturday morning from 9 to 10. On this week's show, Broadway veteran Josh Lehman comes off stage and tells his story about how he got to Broadway. Musician John Miller takes Broadway standards and performs them with a pop twist. Cabaret entertainer KT Sullivan joins me, and Cooking Italian with Chef Franco Benvenuti, all on Bagels and Broadway, Saturday at 9.
Hey, New York,
Right now at VisionWorks, when you buy one complete pair of glasses, you get a second free. That means you could get a pair of glasses and a free pair of prescription sunglasses. So you don't have to do the thing where you wear your glasses under your sunglasses when you drive. Or you can get a pair of glasses and a free second pair with different frames. Or a free backup pair. Or maybe another scenario we didn't think of. No matter what, when you buy one pair of glasses, you get one free at VisionWorks. VisionWorks. See the difference. Offer expires 10/24. Restrictions apply. See store for details.
We all know the secret to the best Italian food is the sauce. And no one has sauce as good as Michael's of Brooklyn. Their sauce is made from scratch, using only the best ingredients. But don't take our word for it. Stop at any of your local supermarkets and pick up a jar or listen to the Joe Piscopo Morning Show every Wednesday for a chance to win a whole case of Michael's delicious, authentic, and fresh sauce. You can also enter online at am970theanswer.com. That's am970theanswer.com. Good luck. Here's your AM 970 weather answer forecast.
Times of clouds and sunshine today with a cool, gusty wind and a high of 58. It'll be breezy and chilly this evening, then clear and cold overnight with lows ranging from a frosty 32 to 36 in parts of northern New Jersey and the Hudson Valley to 42 in Midtown. Plenty of sunshine tomorrow, high 60. For Sunday, clouds and a limited sun. There may be a shower in the afternoon south and east of the city, the high 63. AM 970, The Answer.
Joe Lumberg is the man. It's 9:54 on a Friday. You made it to Friday, October 18th, 2019. Mr. Mike Gallagher will grace these airwaves coming up momentarily. Dennis Prager. Hey, how about Seb Gorka, too? You know, we were in his studio yesterday. Had a great time down there. Thank you, Dr. Gorka, for that. If you're feeling run down and you don't have the energy that you used to, it's probably because you're not eating enough fruits and vegetables. It's so true. And I just don't anymore. It's the end of the day. Oh, what did I do? And I don't have enough. So I take my Balance of Nature because it's fruits and vegetables in capsule form. And Balance of Nature is not like ordinary vitamins that are made with synthetics. I keep telling you that. You just eliminate that. You don't use it. Balance of Nature is just natural food in a vegetarian capsule. Tens of thousands of vital nutrients, 100% whole food plants, fruits, and vegetables. One dose of Balance of Nature capsules has 10 servings. Yes, 10 servings of 31 different fruits and vegetables. You know, I feel better and I feel great. I can't make a clinical study here. I'm not supposed to do that, but I got to tell you, I'll speak for myself and for the morning team. We love it. We live by it. It's the Balance of Nature journey that we want you to go on because you are part of this morning show family. You get a 35% discount too. How about that from Dr. Douglas Howard and the family? 35% discount. And then not only that, free shipping. Every time you ever order something and it's great, and then you get shipping is like twice as much as what you were ordering. No, Balance of Nature is now offering a 35% discount and free shipping on your first preferred order of Balance of Nature. And the offer is going to end. So don't wait, please, to start the Dr. Howard's Health Challenge, please. And you will have a life coach when you call 800-246-8751. You'll have a health coach right there to walk you through every step of the way. 800-246-8751. Or go, please, to balanceofnature.com. Use the discount code The Answer.
Portions of this show sponsored by Route 22 Toyota.
Mike Gallagher is next on AM 970. The Answer.
Thank you. Thanks for listening to the Piscopo Show. When we come back from Italy, Rudy Valli will be here. Rudy Valli.
What's the music, Al? I love it. It's like a
Big
jazz.
Big Bad Voodoo Daddy.
Oh, there you go.
So long, farewell, goodbye. So
that's my man
farewell
right there.
To you guys.
Listen, we're going, and oh my lordy, we don't have to. I don't have time for the phone calls. And I think
I mean, they're all going to be devastated.
No, we don't.
I know.
I apologize. Am I right or wrong? Do we or do we
no,
not?
We
have
don't.
To
no,
make
no,
way
no,
for
no,
Mike. We have to make way for Mr. Mike Gallagher. No, so I apologize and thank you for checking in. Thank you for being there. Listen, Frankie and I, we're going to call in. It's cut to Monday, right? Cut to Monday. Now, I know you got a lot to listen to here, and you listen to Mike Gallagher coming up and the whole sound team. Kevin, when's the Ventana thing? Tonight, that is, right?
This afternoon starts at 3.
Oh, fabulous. So you want to go to Ventana, the fabulous new David Burke property. So then we're going to be out, and what's going to happen, Frankie and I are going to go, and we're going to be there, and we're going to be with you in Italy. We cannot wait to go there with this big Perillo Piscopo tour. And then we're going to call in, and we're going to call in with Al. And Al, maybe you can call us, but you don't want to do Frankie. I want to grab.
Sorry, can't do
and
that.
You're and then Al Al's gonna he's gonna Cthulhu us from Italy. Hello. You know that's gonna happen, Frank. You know? Sorry,
hello.
Is this hot? Is this hot? Yeah, come through. You've like been Cthulhu'd. Cthulhu. I want to talk to you on the air, kind enough to go with us, and we'll get to know. So the you know, we're all one family, so it's gonna be a wild, wild week and some in Italy. So Al, break a leg, buddy. We're thinking about you. Thanks for holding down the fort, man, and we appreciate it. And we'll talk to you. We'll talk to you from Rome, Al Cthulhu. It'll be a lot of fun. Frankie, can't wait to see you too, and Debbie as well.
I'll see you tomorrow, Joe.
Yeah, man, and I'll see you in Italy as well. And if you're staying home in the States, God bless you. God bless the United States of America. Make it the best week ever. Would you do that for Joey? And you know why? Because you deserve it.
News, opinion, passion. This is AM 970, The Answer.
52 degrees at 959. I'm Al Cthulhu with local news first. Here's what's going on. Anglers from anywhere are getting a chance to fish the fresh waters of the Garden State tomorrow. Saturday, free fishing day in New Jersey, meaning residents and non-residents can try freshwater fishing without having to purchase a fishing license or have a trout stamp. Should be a good time to try. 14 counties will be stocked with thousands of trout this week. Size and catch limit rules still apply. Another champagne vending machine is popping up. New York is the latest to have mini bottles of bubbly on demand. The vending machine is in the Lexington Hotel in Manhattan. It's stocked with 360 bottles. Each one comes with a flute, so no need to find a glass. They cost $25 and require a gold coin. The very first champagne vending machine hit Vegas 2 years ago. In sports, Yankees lost to the Astros in Game 4 of the ALCS. Devils beat the Rangers. Islanders beat the Jets. Thursday Night Football, Chiefs over the Broncos. You now know what's going on. Have a great weekend, everyone. I'm Al Cthulhu, AM 970, The Answer.